I hope you guys made some money. No?
Did you pay? You must have. Come on.
Thanks, man.
What did you get? 50?
50.
There you go.
Okay, everyone, we'll get started. We have the 2012 Open Champion, Ernie Ells.
Thank you.
Ernie, congratulations. Amazing. Fantastic achievement. How does it feel?
Amazing. I'm still numb. It still hasn't set in, you know, and probably take quite a few days because, you know, I haven't been in this position for 10 years, obviously, so it's just crazy. Crazy game, you know. You know, I felt good after yesterday. I didn't play myself out of it yesterday, but still, you know, to make up all those shots, you know. But I just felt good. I don't know. It's hard to explain. For some reason, I felt something good was going to come out of this. Even if I didn't win, I was going to feel good about it because I felt all the work we've put in, my games back to, I feel I can compete. If it wasn't this year, I feel I can compete in it next year. So, but I really feel for my buddy Scotty. You know, I really do. You know, I've been there before. I've blown majors before and golf tournaments before, and just hope he doesn't take it as hard as I do, you know. So that's that.
Okay, we're open to questions. Microphone number 3 at the back, please. Right at the back.
Ernie, congratulations back here. Did you know you were 25-1, by the way, going into today? I just took a peek. So. Not bad, huh?
I didn't know. But I'm not sure what the rules are, but I know I was about 80-1 at some point this year. That would have been a good bet.
Okay. I want to know the way you won. It can be such a cruel game, and you've been on both sides of it. How do you deal with it from your end, the enjoyment, and just knowing, again, that your buddy Adam had to deal with it the way he did?
Well, I got to figure it out still. You know, obviously, I'm so happy that I've won. But I've been on that other end more times than I've actually been on the winning end, so to speak, you know, and it's not a good feeling, you know. Especially I'm speaking for myself, I think Adam is a little bit different than I am, you know. I did see him afterwards in the scorer's hut, and he seemed okay, you know. I really said to him, you know, I'm sorry of how things turned out, you know. Told him that I've been there many times, and you know, you got to bounce back quickly. Don't let this thing linger. I feel for him, but he's young enough. He's 32 years old. He's got the next 10 years where he can win more than I've won. You know, I've won 4 now. I think he can win more than that. This game is a tough game we play. You know, it's a physical game. It's a mental game, and you know, you got to have your wits with you, you know, otherwise you have a missing link, you know, and it doesn't quite all come together. So to play the game as long as I have, you know, for 23 years now as a professional, you know, you're bound to go through every emotion out there, and most of the things happen to you, you know. As I said before, I've done what Adam's done before, and, you know, that can happen in the game of golf, I've gone through. So to come through all of that and sit here and speak to you guys with a clatter jug is crazy. And it comes from a good attitude, yeah. Being a bit more relaxed and believing in yourself.